Every so often you have an event that happens that makes it impossible to talk on Anchor while doing whatever. So I'm here looking at spinach and ricotta tortellini, which I can do while I talk to you. What I can't do is directly outside the kitchen window. I can't talk to you as I reconfigure the back garden. So far we've lost the trampoline. It was a nice tramp. We lost an umbrella, a parasol that goes above a table that we use in the summertime. I've lost a window box, a really nice collection of late season tomatoes just went flipping over off the deck and on its top, so 180 degree flip over. It looks like we've lost one of the major shrubs in the back garden. It's been impaled with flying lumber that I had stored nicely against one of the fences, but the sustained 60 mile an hour winds has elevated the lumber and like javelins impaled themselves into the side of this nice shrub, big shrub. I don't know what kind of shrubbery it is. I should ask Peter Donegan, the landscape architect, what I'm looking at. I wish the conifers in the back garden would snap and fly away because they're really ill looking. And I'm getting really strange noises coming in, the flues, the little vents that are somewhere above the kitchen hob, and one's above the 30 years ago, as people who are in the UK will tell you, there was a great storm in 1987. I was part of that. Put up with that, 100 mile an hour winds blowing down trees 70 to 90 feet tall, close to where I lived. And a few years before that, I was out on the water off the Atlantic coast when a hurricane touched near Charleston, South Carolina, where I lived. This is definitely the worst weather I've ever had in Ireland, so now the weather's wind's finally coming down below 30 mile an hour where we live, but that means the direction's going to change. So the big damage is a trampoline that's written off. It costs us about $400. And a really nice parasol table, umbrella for a table that we had. It snapped in half. The tramp landed on top of it, and the weight of the tramp snapped it. Had the thing tied up really securely to the side of a shed. And it just snapped, gone. We've lost water in the house. And so I knew that would happen because two things, like the level of the toilet, water in the toilet started dropping. It's got to be related to the water pressure, I guess. And then the dishwasher, which I started late today, started beeping, meaning it didn't have any water. The lights have flickered several times, meaning that the electrical power is at risk. 200,000 people in Ireland have lost power so far today, in the last 6 hours. They're saying it'll take 7 to 10 days to restore power. Over the weekend, we stayed in the Pembroke Hotel in Kilkenny, and it's one of the only hotels I've ever stayed in that had a really large generator. So generator's about more than 20 feet long and more than 8 feet tall and more than 6 feet wide. I talked to the manager and he said, yeah, you know, we're probably the only place on the street that lights can be on if there's power loss. So if you're holidaying in Ireland right now and you're in the center of Ireland, Southeast Ireland, and you want to have hot water and a nice meal tonight, the Pembroke Hotel is where you ought to go. It's a good place. It's definitely a 4-star hotel. There is no fitness center or swimming pool, but it's good. Front office staff is Irish. The people that serve your tables and clean your room are Polish. Reflecting a bit of a trend in Ireland. Right, so now I've got to figure out what I am to do. I was going to have to change the water in the fish tank today. That's not going to happen. Okay. Take care wherever you are. I'm going to try to put a link on this that shows this on Instagram. Stay safe. Bye for now.
Good morning, Bernie. 9:05 in the morning. Sitting in the kitchen drinking a cup of tea. Cat indoors. No special defenses for the trampoline. It's fixed down already. Little bit of worry about that here. We lost a trampoline before. We lost a trampoline. Yeah, we had to completely twisted the frame and it was a write-off. So that was in some previous storm. Got a few bits of garden furniture, plastic garden furniture outside, which probably would be better in the shed. Anyway, I guess you're going to be keeping warm at home all day, would that be right?
Yeah, Pa, 11 o'clock ends, winds are pretty high. 45, 50 mile an hour, I reckon, based on what's going on, how the shrubbery's getting bashed around, and the trampoline, I've got it bolted down in one part, but it's not gonna hold because it needs like four bolt down points. So it looks pretty treacherous. People who've lived in this estate before us have pointed out that they lose water. So kind of thinking about how are you bottled water in. And my wife works out the council, says that the main pumping station in Clonmel is probably going to be losing power, which means we're top of the hill. We need power for water. So we're doing the boil water thing ourselves. I don't have enough. I should have stockpiled water. Don't have enough of that. It's going to be a tough go in the next few days. We're capable though. We're able. We've done camping before.
Hi, Bernie. We had a tree down across the road from us. Magnificent tree. Pity it's gone. In fact, two trees, but... And one of the neighbors had a narrow escape. He really shouldn't have been where he was, but he's fine. Nobody injured. Interesting bit of neighborhood activity, because a local farmer came and shifted the tree from blocking the road to the side of the road, and then another guy got chainsaws, and basically skinned the tree or cut the branches off the tree, and others of us dragged the branches of the tree so that they could be pulled away and deposited down a hill, some field. Yeah, it was big activity.
Ah, Paul, yeah. Neighborhood support's really good. Watch the little kid walking around outside, surprised, going after his poodle, or in the habit of letting the poodle out. And, the poodle could blow away. The 5 o'clock report, we've lost our trampoline, ching ching. We lost an umbrella, a big one for... the table we have out back for summertime shade, and half the roof of the shed that we put in place, that little felt shingle. It's a big strip of rain repellent shingle. It's ripped off, so a third of the top of the shed is exposed now to the rain. We could lose the roof of the shed, and that will be a pain. So, quick and easy. Minimum of 500, max of 1,000 euro damage. And no water. So we have a few days of excitement. The power for the water pumping facility in Clonmel has been cut off. Oh. But Puerto Rico has it a lot worse. So I know we're blessed. Ophelia. Ophelia. Not quite a hurricane, but definitely a storm.
24 hours after Ophelia hit my back garden, I'm walking through the remnants. I have an old lantern, a glass-paned lantern. You could use in a carriage, an old carriage here where I live in Clonmel County, Tipperary, the Bianconi carriageway started, and it's sort of like a coachman's lantern. I can see part of the clematis that used to hang over our fence and attach itself to the neighbor's shed has ripped itself clear. And there's a big hole in another shrub on the west side of the garden. It's taken a direct hit from some of the wooden objects that were thrown into it. One third of my shed has no roof on it. Well, it's overstating the problem. It has no felt on it. And I thought it was because a piece of trim was missing from the front. But no, it actually ripped up when the wind and the rain came hard against it from the east. My umbrella has impaled itself against one of the gates, so it snapped in thirds again. The roof's going to require some serious work. I have to buy some felt for it. In fact, the roof's taken a structural hit. It's sagging in the middle. It's waterlogged. Yes. Trampoline's gone. I mentioned that yesterday. So that's probably about 400 euro gone there. Roof's potted plants blew off the deck. So we basically lost our tomatoes for the rest of the season. Although we have my son's tomatoes still there. I'll have to flip over this one flower pot. Oh God, it's impacted. The mums have had their summer life extinguished. But most of the back garden is pretty good shape. I have to pull the remnants together and stack stuff against the side of the fence line. I have a full academic day ahead of me, so that's going to be a tough one. I really am concerned about the roof. Got to work on that. With my wife, she's nimble enough to help me re-staple it. That's got to get done, otherwise we'll lose everything inside the shed. Okay, I'm Bernie. I survived Ophelia. With a lovely red sunrise welcoming the day here in County Tipperary, Ireland. Stay safe. Bye for now.
Well, the good news in Ireland after our storm Ophelia is that it's sunny, which means the wet roof that we have outside on our shed is drying out, which is good. Dylan's opted to sit on a bench on top of the trampoline that's upside down and bent. Dylan's 6. The winds are pretty significant. I figured they were sustained in excess of 60 miles an hour for most of the day yesterday, and they had to be gusting above 70 miles an hour. We're about 200 feet above the river shore on a hill, on the apex of a hill, so we're getting it. We got blasted, even though we're in a housing estate. We got blasted. Strong winds come through our back garden all the time. They blow chairs, patio chairs, off a deck, raised deck that we have, and they blow around other objects. The surviving factor, the survivors, include a tomato plant with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 little tomatoes on it, so I think they'll make it before it freezes here. We're in South Tipperary in Ireland, and it'll get to -3 to -4 at night, but if I put polyethylene, some kind of a miniature poly tunnel around the tomatoes, I might be able to eke out a winter crop of something. I hadn't thought about it until the windstorm hit, but based on the flattening of some of the plants, but the protection some of them had below the deck we have, it can actually grow in a pretty hardy area. I never thought about it until I watched the effect of the wind. Right, it'll take a while to clean up everything. And I've got to find about 600 euro of change if I'm going to repair that tramp. I figure the roof will take me less than 60 euro to repair on the garden shed. If I don't repair it, I lose a lot of valuable things inside, power tools and bicycles and stuff. The shed's like our miniature garage, as we say here. Hey, thanks for listening to my moaning about Ophelia. A hurricane that made it on shore as a heavy storm. Probably the biggest meteorological event to arrive in Ireland. And as a footnote, thank you Paul O'Mahony for pointing out that Éireann Éireann, that's the Irish Rail Public Affairs Office, is using Anchor. Interesting, isn't it? The noise you hear is Dylan using part of the trampoline to bang on a access panel of the home sewage system. If he penetrates that, it will smell. That's what boys do, though. They do smelly things. I'm Bernie, I'm Top Cold. I'm in Tipperary. Happy days are ahead. Bye for now.